Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gandhali Samant, and I work as a senior technology evangelist at Developer Experience and Evangelism Group of Microsoft India. I welcome you to the August edition of Microsoft Azure What's Brewing sessions. We do this monthly webinars to basically give you a snapshot glance of what all new announcements, new services, and new features that are available now on Microsoft Azure. So, in the end of every month, we do this webinar. We also have a blog where you will get more information about the detailed information about these announcements, the links. I'll share the link to the blog at the end of the session. So without further ado, let's start. This month we have some really exciting announcements. Some of them people have been waiting for months. So let's look at them. So the very first one that I have is Hello. Okay, so very first one I have is Azure SQL Database JSON support. One minute, I'm having some issues with the slides. Okay, so the slide that I sent is not updated here. I'm going to just talk about this. Please ignore this one slide. The Azure SQL Database JSON support, what we have is now you can query and store both relational and textual data formatted in JavaScript object notation, that is JSON, using SQL Azure Database. So till now in Azure SQL Database you could store all the relational data, but with this new announce you can store JSON data in SQL Database. Not only that, it provides simple built-in functions that can read data from JSON, transform that JSON text into a table, and format data from SQL tables as JSON as well. So now what you can do with this new JSON support, right? It enables you to build and exchange data with modern web, mobile, or HTML, JavaScript, single page applications. If you have NoSQL stores such as Azure Document DB, you can integrate your Azure SQL Database with your Azure Document DB now. It allows you to do easy ingestion of your JSON data. Like if you are working with mobile devices or sensors that produces JSON data, such as stream analytics or application insights, now you can store that data in SQL as well as you can query and analyze data. So that actually makes it easier for you. One more thing you can do is you can simplify your data model. So, for example, if you have a need for storing and querying both relational and semi-structured data in the same database, rather than using NoSQL database and SQL database both side by side, now you can store your JSON data in your SQL database as well. So that was our announcement about JSON support. I'm really sorry for this slide mess up. This slide will be updated when we produce the blog. So moving on, the next one is it's one of the most important announcement we have this month, which is PowerShell is open sourced and is available on Linux. So like all of us work in an environment which is multi-platform, right? We cannot say that we use only Windows or only Linux in our IT environment. We use both these systems, and every day you have new challenges and you need new tools to make all this everything work together. So you must have heard Satya Nadella's saying, Microsoft loves Linux many times, right? But that's the direction Microsoft has been going in. Just for a statistic, currently on Microsoft Azure, every one in three VMs running Linux. So 33% of our entire workload globally on Azure is Linux based. 60% of the third party infrastructure IaaS offers that we have in Azure Marketplace are open source and based on Linux. This year we also announced SQL Server on Linux, as well as we have open source .NET, which you can again run on Linux. We also added Bash to Windows 10. So it's like a great time to have all these platforms working together cohesively. So with this announcement, we are taking the next step in this Microsoft Love Linux journey. Now PowerShell is first of all completely open source, and it is available for on Linux. So for those of you who do not remember what PowerShell is basically a command line shell, and it's a scripting language. It's built onto the .NET framework, and since we made .NET core framework available and open source on Linux, we actually built PowerShell on the top of it, so that now PowerShell can run on .NET core, which runs on Linux. It helps IT professionals control and automate the administrations of Windows. Traditionally, it allowed the administration of Windows servers and machines, and now your IT professionals can actually use it for their Linux servers, Linux operating system as well. So this is one of the most awaited announcement of this month, and I think it's really great that, you know, just imagine, like, if you are running a .NET Core application on Windows and Linux both environments, you do not have to have different build scripts for these environments. Now you can have one PowerShell script which can manage build, deploy, and all these actions. If you have a Linux controlling environment, and if you have some SQL Server on a Windows machine somewhere else, you can actually manage your SQL Server right from your Linux environment using PowerShell command. So basically, the possibilities are endless. On the top of it, it's open source. So if you want to look into the code, like what exactly PowerShell is doing, or if you want to build onto top of it, if you want to contribute to it, you can do that now. Okay, so this is like one of the biggest announcement we had in some time. The next one is portal support for Azure Search Blob and Table Indexers. Now, what do I mean? Azure Search is basically a search as a service. It's a PaaS service. Till now, you could use your NoSQL database or your Azure SQL databases for searching. Now, and if you wanted to search blob or table, you had to use SDKs. Now, with this, you can add your blobs and your tables directly from portal as your data sources for your search application. Now, why it is important is if your blob containers are say storing your Microsoft Office file or HTML files or PDF files. Now these all files are searchable with Azure Search, because you can directly add your blob to your Azure Search as a data source. And it is supported in portal. Currently it is in preview. So if you want to use it, go ahead and use it. Remember, it's in preview, so some things might work, some things might not work. But it's a good thing to have. It makes our lives very much easier. The next one we have is Microsoft expanded and renewed international certifications in 7 countries. Now, which are those? So in first half of 2016, we achieved 4 new international certifications, and as well as renewed and expanded other certifications in 7 countries. Now, just to quickly see which certifications are those. For example, in Japan, we achieved Cloud Security Mark Gold Level Accreditation, And it also announced your alignment to My Number Act on protecting the personal data, the PPI data in Japan. In Spain, Microsoft is the first global cloud service provider that achieved Spain ISCUEMA National D Seguridad certification, which is basically the security controls implemented to protect customer data. Certification for the effectiveness of security controls implemented to protect customer data. So that's in Spain. In United Kingdom also, Microsoft was the first cloud to again get the Federation Against Copyright Theft, which is called FACT certification. So that accreditation proves compliance with media industry security best practices. In our extended certification, we got extended certifications in multiple countries such as China, Canada, New Zealand, and Singapore, and also United Kingdom. Now you will see that, you know, we are sitting here in India. Why this is important for us? Well, Azure is everywhere, and so are your customers. So you might have customers who are sitting in Singapore or United Kingdom or New Zealand or Japan, and you might be wanting to host applications for them in those respective data centers. So that's where when you have to comply with their laws and their security guidances, this really comes in handy that Microsoft has all these certification, Microsoft Azure, so that your applications are safe and compliant. Okay, so moving on. The next one we have is you can get application, you can have performance counters in Application Insights in your web apps, Azure web apps. So till now, in Azure web apps, you couldn't get performance counters such as CPU or network usage. There was a reason for it, okay? Azure web app is basically, they are like PaaS services. You host your web apps, websites, and or APIs. You can, you know, you have plethora of capabilities with Azure web apps. They're very simple to deploy and run. But there are some limitations when it comes to monitoring. Like if you are hosting your app on virtual machine, you can directly get the performance counter, right, like CPU on your Application Insights portal. But with Azure web apps, what happens is web pages and apps, they run in a sandbox environment. So in one same machine, there can be multiple applications running in its own sandbox. So this sandbox is basically a trade-off for the low monetary cost, but it also prevents your application from accessing the performance counter. So now with this announcement, we have added a solution to our Application Insight SDK that will collect the performance counters and visualize them on Azure portal through Application Insight. For this, you will have to install a NGRED package in your application before you deploy your application to Azure Web App, and then you can actually monitor these performance counters in Application Insight portal. Moving on, the next one we have is alerting and monitoring for Azure backups. So this is again a preview release. It's alerting and monitoring for Azure backup service is currently the top voted idea on Azure backup user voice. If you don't know what is user voice is basically a forum where on each Azure service you can voice your desires or wishes, like, you know, if you want a feature in a service or if you don't like a feature in a service or something is not working. That's where you go and tell our team that, you know, what is working, what is not working, what might be beneficial. So out of that, this monitoring and alerting for Azure backup, it was the top voted idea on Azure backup user voice. So basically, now what is happening is customers can monitor their cloud backups for their on-premises servers and Azure virtual machines in a single dashboard. We can also configure email notification for all the backup alerts. So the way you could configure email notification for your, you know, your Azure virtual machines for their, which are running in the cloud, you can also configure email for all your backups as well. Okay, for this, if you are an existing Azure Backup customer who is a recovery who is using Recovery Services Vault, you will need to update to the latest Azure Backup agent to use this feature. And if you have already configured email notification, you have to turn off them and enroll for the subscription and configure notification again. So this is not something you will get automatically. You will have to enroll your subscription for this preview release. Again, if you go to the Azure blog and search for this announcement, you will get a link where you can enroll for this preview release. Also, on our blog, in next couple of days, we'll publish a blog about today's webinar, which will contain link to all these announcements. So the next one on our list is Microsoft Azure Stack. I'm just waiting for the slide to show up. Okay, so first of all, what is Microsoft Azure Stack? So Microsoft Azure Stack is our offering where you can have Microsoft Azure running in your own data center. Okay, not in our data centers, in your own data centers, but it will give you a complete cloud experience. So over the last several weeks after our first technical preview, we have continued to get, you know, a lot of feedback and questions. And the biggest ask the customers have is, when is going to be the next technical preview, what we call TP2, Azure Stack Technical Preview 2. So the good news is we have started rolling out to some early adopter customers this week. This also begins the process of rolling it out more broadly. If I don't have a date yet, but we expect to release TP2 publicly sometime later this year. There are also questions about, you know, hardware integrations and stuff. So just to reiterate, we are working on side-by-side integration between CPS WAP and Azure Stack, which will also allow users to seamlessly manage virtual machine manager resources created in WAP from within Azure Stack portal. So these were just some update about Azure Stack. The next one is actually the biggest announcement of this month, and something that many, many, many of the customers whom we were talking to have been waiting for is Azure N-Series. So basically, Azure N-Series are the virtual machines with the fastest GPUs in public cloud, and they are now available in preview. We ran a private preview last year sometime in November, December time frame. But that time, due to limited hardware capability, we couldn't onboard many customers. So this one now is a public preview. What I mean by this is you do not have to go through any internal Microsoft processes. You can just go to gpu.azure.com and sign up there for a preview in, say, 3 or 4 days. Or a week, depending on how many, you know, depending on the floods of emails that we are getting, you will get an email from Microsoft asking, you know, how you are planning to use this N-Series and some information about your subscription, and then it will be assigned to your subscription. These N-Series are basically, they are instances enabled with NVIDIA's cutting-edge GPUs, which allow you to run GPU-accelerated workloads. Currently, we are having two different categories. First is our NC series, which are our compute-focused GPUs. So you will be able to run compute-intensive HPC workload using CUDA or OpenCL. This SKU is powered by Tesla K80 GPUs. and it offers the fastest computational GPU currently available in the public cloud. Also, these new SKUs expose the GPU through DDA, discrete device agreement, which actually results into it's close to a bare metal performance that you can get. So you can crunch through data much faster now. Basically, these Tesla K80 delivers 4992 CUDA cores with dual GPU design up to 2.91 teraflops of double precision and 8.93 teraflops of single precision performance. So currently we have three different sizes available in Tesla K80 GPU, NC6, NC12 and NC24. As their name suggests, there are 6 cores, 12 cores and 24 cores. Memory is 56 GB, 112 GB and 224 GB respectively, and hard disk is 380 GB SSD, 680 GB SSD and 1.44 TB SSD, again respectively for N6, N12 and NC6, NC12 and NC24. I know this is very hard to remember everything, so I would really ask you to go to gpu.azure.com and see all this information. But for those of you who have been waiting for this GPU series, the N series, it's available now and you can try it. The other, so NC series is focused on compute, whereas we have NV series, which is focused on visualization. So again, you will be able to use Tesla M60 GPUs and NVIDIA Grid in Azure for desktop accelerated applications and virtual desktop. Again, here also we have three tiers available: NV6, NV12, and NV24. 6, 12, and 24 cores respectively. Same memory, same hard disk. The GPU cores are different. The NC has the K80 cores and the NV series has M60 cores. NC series compute incentive and NV series visualization incentive. Okay, so that was the one of the biggest ones we had this, and believe me, we have been like bombarded with millions of requests because there are so many people who have been waiting for this. Okay, the next one we have is Azure AD Authentication. So Azure AD, if you know, it's actually now, again, this is in general availability, so you can start using right now. It provides an alternative to your SQL authentication. It enables centralized identity and group management. Say, for example, if you want to, create an authentication or user IDs on your SQL databases, you had to create them on SQL database, right? So now you can do that using Azure AD without touching your underlying databases. So this is true for both SQL database and SQL data warehouse. So it actually greatly simplifies the permission management. It allows customers to control the complete database permission via Azure AD groups. You don't have to create the user on the database. You create it in Azure AD and control it from there. Okay, so that's again one of the very useful features. Next one we have is a Gartner news. So I think it was third year in row that Microsoft is again pronounced as a cloud computing leader across IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. That is infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service. So Gartner named Microsoft a leader in its magic quadrant for cloud infrastructure as a service worldwide. This was for the third year in a row, based on the completeness of our vision and ability to execute. So As you know, Azure is a world-class cloud platform for though it started as a cloud platform for Windows, it is also recognized as industry-leading support for Linux and all the other open-source technologies. As I already said, nearly one in three VMs currently on Azure are Linux. So strong momentum for Linux and open source. 60% of our Azure Marketplace solutions are built on Linux. We have a lot of popular source images for free on our Azure Marketplace. And while we are proud of this continued leadership in our infrastructure, we are also committed to deliver, more breadth and depth of cloud solution in PaaS services and SaaS services as well. So currently, we are in a unique position with our extensive portfolio in both these IaaS, PaaS, as well as software as a service offerings such as Office 365, CRM Online, Power BI. So currently, that's why Microsoft Cloud Vision is a completely unified story, and we are happy that Gartner acknowledges it so. The next one we have is Azure Database Premium Performance Level P15. So those of you who have used it before, P11 was our latest, the last current biggest offering was P11. So now this month we announced the general availability of our largest performance level, which is P15. It offers 4,000 DTUs, which are twice more than twice our current P15 offering. So as customers are building more and more powerful applications in Azure using Azure SQL Database, which is our SQL Database as PaaS service, we see a very high demand for high performance. So P15 actually helps you there. It allows extremely fast transactional processing and real-time analytics simultaneously, and it also provides up to 1 TB of storage. So now, with the introduction of P15, we also support a broad range of high-performance workload, making SQL Database ideal for moving your on-premise app to cloud. And also, you know that with SQL Database, you can scale on the fly. You do not have to worry about, if my database is going to handle the traffic or not. It can scale on the fly, and it can instantly adapt to your changing workload demands when needed, as and when needed, and also all without application downtime. So this was our Azure SQL Database Premium Performance Level P15. And then we have the last of today's announcement. Last but not the least, the Microsoft Optins, again a new cloud-centric ISO 27017 certification. What it is, it's basically provide guidance on 37 controls in ISO IEC 27002 and features 7 new controls not addressed in it. So now both cloud server providers and customers can leverage this guidance to effectively design and implement cloud computing information security concept. So, and see, for example, if you are using Azure and your customers are demanding this certificate, you can go and download this certificate, which demonstrates Microsoft's continuous commitment to provide a secure and compliant cloud environment for our customers. If you know, there is something called Azure Trust Center, you can search for it. That is a place where you see all the certifications and compliance guidelines that Microsoft Azure follows. So actually, that was the last one, last announcement we had. We didn't have a lot of announcement this month, but we had some great announcement this month. So all these updates, they are available at azure.microsoft.com/blog, where you will see all these announcements and many more. We also have a lot of like in on this blog you will also see announcement by category, like if you are interested in data or if you are interested in media or if you are interested in IoT, you can actually see those related announcements as well. So with that, I'm going to open for Q&A. Any questions that you have, you can put them on the Q&A panel and I'll answer them. Okay, so let's look at the first question. The question is, what are DTUs? So this question is from Milan Naku. So basically, Milan, DTUs is the full form is database transaction unit. It is a unit of measure of SQL database that represents the relative power of databases used in real world measure the database transaction. So we take a set of operations that are typical for any OLTP request and measure how many transactions could be completed per second under a fully loaded condition. Okay, so for example, our basic unit provides take 5 DTUs, which is our very very smallest instance, right? And as I said, this our new one actually gives you 4,000 DTUs. So basically, if you really want to understand it, we have something called a benchmark overview, which actually gives you all the details of how it is calculated. If you give me 1 second, I can put it put a link on the chat for everybody to see, so that you can see how this benchmarking is done for DTU. So give me 1 second. Okay, so what are DTUs? I'm going to okay, I'm not being able to answer this. One minute, I'm going to ask the moderator to put a link. I'm not getting a way to answer any questions. Is there an answer? Okay, till that time, I'm going to. Okay, so if you can see a notice. Okay, let's look at other questions till that time. Okay, cloud experience different than real cloud. What is the use of cloud experience? Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean by cloud experience different than real cloud? I'm not sure I get your question here. What are these new, will these new subscription with this? Okay, so there is one question. Will these new features with free subscription as well? As long as I know, there is no free subscription. What you get when you sign up for Azure is first 1 month of 12,000 INR for free. And yes, whatever is available on Azure, new features as well, you can get them as long as you have subscription credits to it. As I mentioned, for each of those services where needed, say for something like N-Series, you won't directly see it in your subscription. You have to go to gpu.azure.com and sign up for it. There is a reason that we only want to provide those features to those who are actually using it. As there is a hardware limitation there, this is a very, very, very high power hardware. So we are making sure that your solutions are the kind of solutions which really need that kind of hardware. Okay, so that was the answer. I'm going to mark it as answer. What DBA should do to, okay, the question is, what DBAs should do to update their knowledge so that they can survive in the cloud era? So, Nishad, the thing is, it really depends. If you are just migrating your database on a virtual machine in cloud, all you need to do for your database maintenance and stuff, it almost stays similar. Only thing, you know, if you are using clusters or something like a high availability on always on for SQL database or, you know, for any other databases such as say a MySQL cluster, then you have to know how the entire cloud virtual networking works so that you can create those clusters. If you are looking at a PaaS site, something like Azure SQL database where it is a managed service, you still have to see, you know, if everything that you are doing on your current on-prem database is not going to be exactly same. Say, for example, you have a SQL database where you are doing a cross database query. It won't work exactly the same way in SQL Azure. We have something different called Elastic Pool to do that. So there are lots of small, small things. I think one way you can survive is, you know, keep yourself updated, keep reading the blogs, keep attending the webinars if, of whatever you think of important. We also have a Azure data, advanced data series coming up starting from this month. If you are signed up for our Azure Vidyapeeth webinars, you will know about it. It is actually going to talk about a lot of advanced data workloads on Azure. So if you are interested, please go ahead and attend it. We have a lot of things, data factory, data pipeline, data warehouse. We are also going to talk about machine learning, IoT, wherever data is concerned. Okay? So I think it's not just you as a DBA. I think all of us developers and IT pros, including us, because you know, though I am a Microsoft employee, I have to keep reading every day to survive in the cloud era with the new services that we are coming up with. So I think that's the only way you can survive. Just keep updating yourself every day. Can I view database design? Can I view database design view in Azure Studio? Or do I need a Visual Studio for that? That's a very good question, Milan. I don't think we right now have a database design view in Azure portal. As far as I know, we would do it in Visual Studio. But why don't you just, you know, ping me this question later, and I'll check and get back to you if they have anything available there. So my Twitter handle is s_ganhali, s_GANDHALI. Just ping me there this question and I'll make sure I answer you. Okay, so there is only one question which is remaining. Is cloud experience different than real cloud by Dheeraj Ahuja? And I'm sorry, Dheeraj, I really didn't understand what you mean by cloud experience different than real cloud. So if you really want to elaborate on that question, I'll wait here to answer it. I'm going to stay online for a couple of more minutes if you have any more questions. So I think that's all. I don't think we are getting any more questions. So again, thank you everyone. Just wait for one more minute. I'm going to give you our DX India blog link where we publish this Azure What's Growing blog. Let me send it to the webinar moderator so that he can send it to all of you. I'm having some issues sending the answers directly. Okay, I'm getting more questions. Okay, the next question I have is, I'm a student and I love to develop apps. In what extraordinary ways I can use Azure? So, Milan, if you are, when you say apps, if you are developing web apps, then we have something for Azure Web Apps, which is the easiest way to host your web application, your website. We have a lot of database PaaS services which you can use on Azure Cloud. We also have if you are a mobile app developer, we have something called Azure Mobile App, which is a pre-built backend for mobile apps, which works for everything. Like if you have Android mobile app or iOS mobile app, we have something called Notification Hub, which can help you send notifications to your mobile app. There are a lot of services. So again, which kind of apps you like to develop, what different things are there inside your app will actually help determine, like, you know, what services you can use on Azure. There is a question, is real-time monitoring possible in Azure? Yes, Mahesh, it is. We have something called Application Insights for that, and which will help you do real-time monitoring for your Azure VMs as well as now your Azure Web App. So I would suggest you go search for it. If you want any particular help, my Twitter handle is posted by the administrator of this webinar. Tweet me there if you need any specific help or any specific answers, and I'll connect with you there. So I think we are all done here. I'm not getting any more questions here. Thank you everybody for joining. Hope you had a good time. Sorry for the initial first slide mess up. And you will get the updated slide deck as well as a complete blog with all the links in a few days on the blog link that the moderator has posted in the Q&A panel. With that, I think you'll leave. Thank you very much again, and I have a great day ahead. Thanks.